football on off the ball.
There weren't huge chances or anything like that, but we looked like the team in the ascendancy. We looked like we were at it. Fine margins, kind of losing 50-50s in decision in our box, and to go into one down at half time, you were kind of scratching your head.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. World Cup Daily on Off the Ball with Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
Hello and welcome to Friday's World Cup Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, France booked their spot on the World Cup semi-finals with a comfortable 2-0 win over Morocco. Tonight, Spain and Belgium do battle for a place in the last four against the French. A mixed night in Europe for the Irish clubs with a win for Bose, but Derry still very much alive against CSKA Sofia. And the loud derby at Oriel Park is tonight's live commentary game on Off the Ball. But first today, France striker Kylian Mbappe has played down their World Cup hopes despite a 2-0 win over Morocco in the quarterfinals in Boston. Mbappe scored again and joined Lionel Messi in 8 goals at the top of the Golden Boot standings. Ousmane Dembele got his 5th goal of the tournament on a comfortable evening for Didier Deschamps' side. However, captain Mbappe, who missed a penalty in the first half, was coy on France's chances of lifting the trophy for a third time.
I've been a world champion and a runner-up, but this team is neither the world champion nor the runner-up. It's the one with the most potential. I don't see a World Cup trophy next to me, so until proven otherwise, it isn't the strongest team.
Belgium goalkeeper Thibaut Courtois says it'll be seen as a shock if they beat Spain in tonight's quarter-final. The teams meet in LA from 8 o'clock, but Courtois is confident they can upset the odds.
Spain is a great team. I think they are one of the favourites to win it. So obviously we start as an underdog against them. But as a football, everything is possible. And I believe that we can win, with all respect. But obviously they are the favourite.
Norway striker Erling Haaland says it'll be a funny game for him against England in the quarterfinals tomorrow after being born in England. He'll also face some of his Manchester City teammates on Saturday night in Miami. Haaland admits he's shocked they're still in the tournament.
I didn't expect this at all. I said it plenty of times, even before the Brazil game, I didn't expect. And right now, I didn't expect it. To be honest, to be quarterfinals with Norway in the World Cup is quite surprisingly for me.
And one of Haaland's Manchester City teammates, Mark Gahey, is a major doubt for England. He has a hamstring injury that he picked up against Mexico. Declan Rice is also a concern with a stomach bug, so the Arsenal midfielder has been isolated from the rest of the squad. Meanwhile, England winger Bukayo Saka says his mindset stays the same whether he starts a match or comes on as a sub. An Achilles problem has seen him managed carefully at the tournament so far. He's only started 2 games. Ahead of tomorrow's quarterfinal clash, Saka says he's in good shape though.
Yeah, I think across the tournaments, my minutes have been building and building. Of course, I would love to come to this tournament 100%, but that wasn't the case, and everyone's realised that, and they've managed me in the best way possible. But right now, I'm feeling great and ready to go.
Of course, England will be without defender Jurrel Kwanzaa, who received a 2-match ban for the red card he picked up against Mexico. Broadcaster and writer Dion Fanning joined Will O'Callaghan and Ben Symes in the football show last night and said that British Prime Minister Keir Starmer doesn't hold the same sway with Gianni Infantino as Donald Trump would.
I don't know, Dion, if Keir Starmer has the same relationship with Gianni Infantino that Trump has.
No, Gianni doesn't have any respect for
the Brits.
Keir Starmer hasn't done for Gianni what Donald Trump has done, and you know there's no peace prize in the offer. He's also on his way out. Like he's not.
He's got
no appeal for Infantino.
Yeah, Infantino's like, by the time I come back to you guys, there's a new guy in charge. What's the point?
It's funny that obviously there's no appeal allowed and all this with the concept, but I did wonder if they would suspend. If somehow they will find a way of suspending one of the games to the same disciplinary board that somehow met for the American, and would it allow them somehow to then say, oh, look, there are times when this happens. And just sort of, create a situation where they've deflate a little bit of the attention, which is going to persist about that decision. And I just wonder, if you're being, we live in a world now where being conspiratorial and paranoid and expecting and anticipating machinations is probably the best way to be. So I just wonder if there is some kind of game in that, because it is extraordinary for Kwanzaa to get a two-match ban in this situation.
And that's available to listen back to now in your OTB Football podcast feed. World Cup Daily and Off the Ball is brought to you by Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Smell your best when you look your worst. Bohemians beat St. Joseph's of Gibraltar 2-0 last night at Dalymount Park in the first qualifying round of the Conference League. Douglas James Taylor scored a penalty on the hour mark before a late goal from Connor Parsons made it a slightly more comfortable cushion for Alan Reynolds' side. And after the game, speaking to our own reporter Ben Symes, Reynolds said he was delighted with the win.
Bowles' first game in Dalymount in Europe in 14 years. You must be delighted with that result.
Yeah, delighted, thrilled with it. You know, look, the performance, I think the pitch played its part. You know, the sunny evening, the pitch was really dry, unfortunately, because of the weather. They could put as much water as you want on it. Just didn't help, but it was sticky. They got into a low block, dangerous on set pieces. So we showed a bit of character, kept going. Got frustrated, I felt, at times. But look, great, you know, get the penalty. Great bit of play from Rossi to get the penalty. And I felt then we could have went on and scored another few.
I was going to say to you, what do you say at half-time? Because it felt like they were really frustrated in that first half. You found a way around it in the second half as it went on, but the first half in particular felt like they frustrated you.
I think the word around it is probably what we looked at in the second half, of going, we needed a bit of width out on that side, and Marcus went out wide, and we just felt Jordan would come into this area, so Sads would get time to play. So that was the reason for our change and give us width. And look, lucky enough, we got the second goal by having width in that game.
Doug James Taylor scores the penalty. A bit better than his penalty the other week. I'm sure you can have a laugh about that. But to have him score and then Connor Parsons come off the bench and score as well, you must be really happy with the attacking performance.
Yeah, look, come here, they're good players. It was a tough night and frustrating night for them. You know, it's tough for the lads who aren't playing. You know, it's a big night and you're making close calls. Like, I leave Collie out for Dougie. But they're in it, even though they're hurting, and I want them to be hurting. But they're in it when they come on and they want to make an impact.
Are you confident going over with a 2-0 lead? I suppose the clean sheet probably plays into the fact that they're going to have to press the game and make a game of it. Does that play into your hands a little bit more?
Yeah, I think we'll need to be better, you know, but I'm hearing that the pitch will be better over there as well. So look, it'll be interesting. We know what we're facing tonight. It was into the unknown, I suppose. We weren't sure who we play, but look, we'll have to be, I feel, better than tonight.
Just before I let you go, I just want to ask about matters away from the pitch here tonight. The FAI EGM was last night, and word came from the FAI that Bohemian said if they get drawn against an Israeli side, they won't play the game. Do you have any opinions on that? Has that been done by you?
No, look, I have my opinions, and it's the same as the club. I think everyone knows what Bohemian stances on that. The game can't be played. That's as simple as that. And I think everyone is saying, but you know, from Daniel Lambert right the way through, it's well documented this club that there's no chance it should be played. So disappointed to hear.
Derry City lost 3-2 to CSKA Sofia in Bulgaria in their Europa League qualifier. Liam Boyce and James Olayinka scored the goals for Derry, with Michael Duffy the man to assist both. The second leg is at the Ryan McBride Brandywell next Thursday. On this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, Keith Tracy discussed the chances Derry have of coming back with a home leg next week.
Yeah, home advantage in these games is crucial, isn't it? When you can get a team back to your home venue, particularly for a second leg, and if the game is still in the balance, it's crucial.
Absolutely massive. I always liked in the European games, I always liked being away for us, because you suffer that little bit more, you bog it down, you make it ugly, and you're in the back of your head, you're always thinking, our real game starts next week. We're going to have a real good go off you next week. And to be fair, Derry scored two goals over there. They will be fairly confident that Sofia won't score two crackers like they did in the return leg. But all to play for. And like I say, a lot of people said when the draws were made with Bowes and Shamrock Rovers, Shelbourne, we don't know who they're playing just yet, but a lot of people were saying to me that Derry have got the hardest draw, and the fact that they're still in it with the return leg to come is a good sign.
And you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast every weekday morning from 7:30. It's on the Go Loud app, and it's also available on YouTube. Now, it's a less busy League of Ireland tonight, with just two Premier Division matches taking place. First, it's our live and exclusive commentary between bitter rivals Dundalk and Drogheda United. Both sides will be hoping to bounce back from losses last week. Stephen Doyle and Vinnie Perth will call the action from Oriel Park, and you can listen live from 7 o'clock on News Talk and the Go Loud app. Speaking to club media, Drogheda boss Kevin Doherty is hopeful his side can get the first Loud derby win of the season.
It's a really, really difficult task, it's a challenge, as you said, but something that absolutely that we can go up there and win the game 100%. I am absolutely confident that if we are our very best, we can go up and win the game. Dundalk will be thinking the same, so there's no like surprises there. But I really do think that if we can build on the performance last week, we put our best foot forward, we go and we're aggressive at our intensity level, because to be fair to Dundalk, they're one of the most intense teams. They're one of the most aggressive teams. Like they press really, really well. So it's something that we have to not only match. I think we have to go above them and try and do it. It's something we're capable of. We've done it previously. We've done it plenty of times. So we did it in the second half the last time. We have to go and try and do it again.
The game kicks off at 7:45. There's an 8 o'clock start at the RSC, where title hopefuls St. Pat's take on an in-form Waterford. Graham Coughlan's Waterford side have won 3 of their last 5. Last week's win over Derry lifted them off the bottom of the table for the first time since February. Saints boss Stephen Kenny has confirmed that goalkeeper Joseph Anang is back with the squad after being with Ghana at the World Cup.
Yeah, it's a great experience of his life. Okay, he didn't get on the pitch, but the experience for his country, to be part of the World Cup experience was amazing for him, and to train at that level every day. So, yeah, he's in great form, and Danny was terrific for us while he was missing, and Joseph comes back tomorrow night.
The Galway United and Sligo Rovers match is tomorrow at 5 o'clock and takes place at Galway's temporary home, Pearse Stadium. In the First Division tonight, Athlone Town start life without manager Ian Ryan with a home game against Cove Ramblers. It's second against third at the Carlisle Grounds, with Bray Wanderers looking to move above UCD. Leaders Cork City face Longford Town at Turner's Cross. Treaty United make the long trip to Donegal to take on Finn Harps, and Kerry travel to Wexford hoping to move up to fifth place. And Arsenal have signed Spain international Ona Badia on a free transfer following her exit from Barcelona. The 27-year-old has joined on a 4-year deal. There's the option to extend for a further year. Badia spent 3 years at Manchester United before moving back to Barca, where she came through the youth setup. She made 114 appearances for Barcelona and won 3 league titles in a row, as well as 2 Champions League titles. That's about all we have time for on today's World Cup Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back with more next week.
World Cup Daily on Off the Ball with Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.